Director Ross.
Present.
Director Tanum.
Here.
Director Sandanya.
Here.
Director Towns.
Here.
We have a forum.
Thank you. With that, I'd call for a motion to approve the minutes of the April 29th meeting.
So moved.
Second.
Any discussion? Hearing none, all in favor signify aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? None opposed, motion carries. Thank you. Paul Kovac, we're going to go to item number one.
Okay. Item one, Director Ross, before we start out, can I just say a few statistics about the program so far? CRP, we're 80% complete, roughly. Through the program so far, 203 construction contracts, 246 professional service contracts. We've had a lot of work. 65 different prime contractors and 482 different subcontractors have been working on our construction contracts. 92 different prime consultants and 240 sub-consultants have been involved in our work. And currently the program is being managed within 0.56% of the award amounts. And you know that we budget for 5% above the award, so we're well within the program's budget.
Thank you.
So, item one is a construction contract for roadway and bridge rehabilitation on Tri-State 208 East Berth. That's the stretch of road that we have between I-294 and the Eden's Expressway. Lord Construction was a low bidder at $15,558,768.80. On this contract, we received 7 bids. All were within our budget and engineer's estimate. In addition, the contractor has committed to meeting our DDE goal. And I wanted to also point out a couple green aspects of this work. We are going to be doing some bridge work here and replacing this part of the structure. All that structure is concrete and steel is going to be recycled. The pavement itself, the contractor has the option to recycle a portion of the existing asphalt, which could go into the new mix. Or they can include asphalt shingles in the mix. The quality of the mix is going to determine exactly what percentage they use. The ground tire rubber and steel slag aggregate can be used in their mainline asphalt mixes. We are also going to implement a new method for putting down this asphalt pavement called warm mix. It requires us. It requires less energy to produce this mix. It can be laid at a lower temperature. As a result, emissions are going to be reduced. So as you drive by some asphalt jobs, sometimes you see that there's a lot of steam and emissions being created and odor. And this is going to be an environmentally friendly way of doing work. And we are also going to do some stream bank stabilization along the north branch of the Chicago River.
Okay. Questions on item number one?
I probably should have asked this 1,000 years ago. What's ECP?
Earned Credit Program.
Oh, right. Okay. Sorry.
I guess the good news is we had 7 bidders. All the bids were under the engineer's estimate. And
it appeared to be a very
pretty competitive
marketplace, especially for this one. It's really the our last identified larger advertisement for this year.
Paul, I was at a nanotechnology presentation the other night, and they were talking about the federal highways, since that bridge fell in the Mississippi River in Minneapolis, there had to be sensors to test the structural nature. Is that something that's coming, or is that something it measures the structural integrity of the bridge?
We don't have any of that employed on our structures.
Is there any regulation? Have you heard anything like that?
I have heard that they are looking at monitoring that structure. I will have to get more information.
Yeah, check. Any bridge over water? That was.
Well, I think importantly, if I recall correctly, after that disaster, all of our bridges were assessed again.
That's correct.
And that most of our structures have redundant support superstructure.
That's correct. We don't have that exact structure,
right?
Or those types of conditions, that span length that they had. And in general, our bridges are not as glamorous as that one is.
No, and I'm not questioning. Believe me, that's a 30,000-foot overview, but there was talk about federal regulations and how this technology is going to help that, and it's cheaper to do.
I think you bring a good point, though, that there's another way of maintaining or measuring the strength of the integrity of the bridge, so you'll take care of that appropriately, I assume.
And we do inspect our bridges on a biannual basis. So the whole system is getting inspected at least every 2 years.
Well, on the one issue about the monitoring, we are actually doing a demonstration on one of the bridges on the North Tri-State that received some damage during construction. And it's actually installation of sensors on the bridge and actually monitors and recreates and determines the structural integrity of the bridge as it reacts to real-life traffic. So we are doing a demonstration project of that, no cost to the tollway, and those results are still pending. But
that's passed by these representatives from our general engineer.
Thank you. Good point to raise. Any other questions or comments on item number one? If not, I call for a motion to approve, please.
So moved.
Second.
Motion made and second. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed? Motion carries, and number one will be placed on the consent agenda. Paul, let's take item number two and note the recusal of Director Cummings.
Item two is an extra work order to the joint venture of Rockford Blacktop and Rock Road in the amount of $550,000. For repairs to the road bridge. This bridge was damaged during a traffic incident. A truck carrying a backhoe on its bed hit the first beam on this bridge. It's an overpass that goes, it's a crossroad that goes over the tollway. That happened on Tuesday, May 18th. Work is going to include maintenance of traffic, beam, and partial deck replacement. The accident damaged the front fascia girder and some of the interior girders to a less extent. This bridge is located in Rockford Township. Both the tollway bridge engineer and our general engineering consultant inspected the bridge. We initially closed traffic on the crossroad. We limited it to only one lane. Under its existing conditions, it has one lane in each direction, so we cut it down to just a single lane. The following day, we did send a designer out there, and they inspected it and concluded that we could open it back up to two lanes with some restrictions on the load, so we weren't going to allow any trucks to go over it. The designer is currently working on getting a plan to do the repair. That'll take a couple weeks. Construction, including the beam fabrication, is going to follow immediately thereafter, and all this work is going to be done in 2.5 months. We had a couple options for taking care of this bridge. We do want to return it to service as soon as possible. We have this existing contract, which I'm recommending that we provide an extra work order to. This existing contract is in the very same area that this bridge is at, and it's nearing completion right now, though. The second option was to release a new contract to fix this particular structure. Independent of that, so we'd have to go out to bid and go through the whole advertising and bidding process. And the third option was to possibly treat it as an emergency affidavit, but we did work with the chief procurement and discuss this in total, and we decided that the most expeditious way to get this done is to provide an extra work order to the existing contract. We know the tollway is going to be reimbursed for this work by the trucker's insurance. Okay. So we are keeping very careful track of all the dollars that we're spending on the design and inspection, and we plan to, build an insurance company for that.
So the important thing is you're going to, one, this is a question of integrity of a superstructure that is not ours that has impact on us. And two, the local impact because of the reduction in weight load or capacity also makes it something that needs to be done, and because we're already there doing this other work, we can do it, and it helps not only protect our customers and general public, it also takes care of the local road as well, and with the insurance thing. this only makes sense to me that we move with it as quickly as we can to return it to its 100% operational state. Any questions for Mr. Kovac on number two?
Is it closed now? What's the status of the bridge?
The bridge?
Yeah.
It's a crossroad bridge that goes over the tollway. There's no impact to tollway traffic, just the crossroad traffic.
Okay.
And we currently have two lanes open on the crossroad, but we're restricting it to only cars.
So it can't take the weight of the trucks or might not be able to?
Right, we don't want trucks to go over it. We feel, you know, it would probably be fine with the trucks also, but we want to have some factor of safety there, and we want to get out there and fix it.
Was the truck that caused the accident part of one of our construction projects?
I don't believe that it was. I know they were carrying two backhoes. The owner had just purchased them. They didn't chain down the arm on it, and it vibrated up. It's happened before. I mean, it is a testament to the redundancy in our bridge structures. That fascia beam, the first beam that you see on the outside of the structure, is primarily holding up the bridge parapet wall, and the remaining beams on the structure are doing fine, carrying the rest of the load.
Paul, on the reimbursement, has the insurance company acknowledged that they'll be responsible, or are you saying we're hopeful?
We have.
We've made contact with the insurance carrier. They're still investigating, but we will be after them to collect 100% on this project.
So it'll affect the budget short term, not long term.
And I know that, you know, state police, they're cognizant of that fact too, and they're out there at the accident scene and make sure we get the information we need.
How disruptive is this for Winnebago County?
You know, I got a call from the Winnebago County engineer the day afterwards, and he was asking me, you know, on behalf of the Rockford Township, what could we do to try to get the crossroad open? And I said, you know, we're working on it.
So again, it's a cooperative effort, helping them take care of it very quickly to return the road to its 100% use capacity. If there aren't any other questions, I'd call for a motion to approve item number two.
So moved.
Second.
Motion made and seconded. Please note the refusal of Director Towns. All in favor, signify aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed. Motion carries and will be placed on the consent agenda. Oh, we have a partial release of retainage. Item number three. Take it back, please.
Okay. Item three, partial release of retainage, and we're going to reduce the retainage to $150,000. It's on a contract 5529 held by Lower Construction. They have some punch list items remaining, including some painting work they have to finish up. They're tracking well towards their DBE goals and commitment, and they are within our established budget.
Any questions, Mr. Kovac, on item number three? Hearing none, I call for a motion to approve, please.
So moved.
Second.
Motion made and seconded. All in favor, signify aye.
Aye.
Opposed. Motion carries. Somebody placed on the consent agenda. Paul, item number four, full release of retainage.
Item four is a request for a final release of retainage in the amount of $100,000. It's on contract 5496, held by K5 Construction. They have exceeded their DBE commitment, and they are under budget on this particular contract.
Any questions? Call for a motion to approve item number four, please.
So moved. Second.
Motion made and seconded. All in favor, signify aye.
Aye.
Opposed. Motion carries. Placed on the consent agenda. Item number, can we do items five and six together, please, or will that Shermish? Maybe not on this committee. You'll do that in the board for the committee. Items five and six, Paul, two permits.
Okay. Item five is a permit request to allow Level 3 Communications to install, maintain, and operate a fiber optic facility. They have a fiber optic cable that's going to be directionally bored under and across the I-88, I-294 connector ramps at Windsor Drive. Item six is another permit request to allow City Aurora to install, maintain, and operate communication facility. We have a communication cable that's going to be directly bored under and across the Reagan Memorial Tollway at Mitchellville.
And just for the record, Director Weisner is not a part of this committee, so there's no recusal necessary in this committee, but he will have to do so in the full board meeting when it's active. So with that, if there are no questions on items number 5 or 6, I call for motion to approve, please.
So moved.
Second.
Motion made and seconded. Any discussion? Hearing none, all in favor, signify aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries, and items 5 and 6 will be placed on the consent agenda. Paul, is there anything else that, any quick statistics you want to give us, or wrong?
Don't encourage.
Is that a blue and gold tie today? I want to thank you for wearing that. If there's nothing else to be brought before the engineering committee, I call for a motion to adjourn, please.
So moved.
Motion made and seconded. All in favor, aye.
Aye.
Motion carries, and the engineering committee is adjourned. Thank you.
Thank you. We were okay to go ahead with finance and administration.
Yes, the protocol for that.
That's what I was, why I was.
Might we consider a non-public part of the dinner meeting and cover that?
I think that will take only 15 minutes. Oh, is it 8:45? I'm sorry, yes. Okay, so we've got about a half an hour. Are directors comfortable doing that?
We couldn't hear what he said.
Going into executive session for about, used to our executive session business for about half an hour.
Yeah.
And it was inconvenient. Sure. I apologize for everybody who has gathered with us. But,
Paul, you were too efficient this morning.
Yes.
Yeah. Don't.